Welcome back, Freedom Seekers. It's Monday, and today I have some fun conversation for us. We've been talking a lot about building an online business, specifically course creation, and how to test your demand angles and set yourself up or position yourself in the marketplace, to be on demand, to be something people are seeking. But we talked about the four pillar framework, and we've also talked about one of those frameworks being building an audience. Today, I want to talk to you more about building an audience because I think one of the things that can happen to us, I know it's happened to me, is we can get so caught up in the strategy as well as the psychology, the buyer psychology, which two things I enjoy, but what we might dip out on or not really have a way to identify is our brand identity. And this is really important when it comes to audience building and truly building a tribe around people that want to buy from you aside from your competition. Because when we are basically vanilla, okay, so we'll say the word vanilla, when we show up in the marketplace and we've identified ourselves, we're targeting a specific niche, or maybe we separate ourselves slightly from other people, but really, at the end of the day, we're pretty vanilla. There's nothing super contrasting about us. We end up becoming shoppable by price. And that's when you start to see this like race to the bottom. I'm seeing it all over my feed right now, probably because I'm talking a lot about this, but just ridiculous offers are popping up. This many courses for $26 or $17 or free or whatever. And I think that's great. And I could tell right now is a big push. People are pushing a lot of their stuff, which is totally makes sense as the fourth quarter. But what I'm not seeing, and what I want you to really think about, is how you could build an audience that wouldn't buy from somebody else just because it's cheaper. Because they love you, your brand, your authenticity, your signature. Call it what you will. At the end of the day, it's your quirks. One of the things that I remember, both of my parents have passed away, right? If you've been following me, you know that. And giving you, when you have an ability to lose people you love, it gives you a different appreciation for the weird things people do. And so sometimes, like, my husband will make an off comment about something I do that just irks him or whatever. Or when I think about the way he makes noises when he chews, okay? And it annoys me. I also remember these are the things that we will remember about each other when the other person's gone. And you never know when that day will come. These are the quirks. These are the little things that make somebody who they are. Their funny laugh, their odd interests, their random style of clothing that totally works for them, but you would never wear it yourself. All those little things are what make you have a unique persona. And when you can shine a light on that and build a brand around it, you can build a thriving online business. And today, I'm going to talk to you more about how to do that. All right, let's dig in.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. For years, I've followed people that I absolutely adore. I have some people I have followed for literally 5 years, and I don't want to leave their ecosphere even though I'm not really needing their products. It's because I appreciate who they are. I want to have them in my life. They bring me joy. And maybe you have people like this too. Maybe I'm your person. I don't know. I sure hope so. But one of the things that I've done some self-reflecting on over the past is that I've struggled with being my, like, letting some of my quirks out. You know, I want to first talk about a belief system, because I think every single one of us has a hang up. There is something that causes us to be reserved about truly pulling the veil off and, like, letting our, as some say, freak flag fly. Now, I don't particularly resonate with that phraseology, but it makes sense because we each have our own inner, you know, quirks. I'm liking the word quirks. I'm going with that. For me, some of those inhibiting belief systems have been, you know, a lot of imposter syndrome has come up over the years. Another one was seeing how other people do it can be very intimidating when you're just getting started, because you're like, oh my gosh, they're so amazing. Look how bright and shiny they are. You know, this is somebody who, they clearly have it all together and I want to look like them. So we sort of do that whole fake it till you make it thing, which I think is a really valuable part of a learning skill. I mean, if you think about it, that's what babies do. They mimic people. We all learn that way. So it's a great way to get started and to kind of get your foot and your feet planted, so to speak. But at some point, when you're ready to truly shine, when you're ready to really build an audience, it comes down to, you've got to be yourself. You've got to attract the people who vibe with you, okay? And I have had the great pleasure of reading this book called Artpreneur. Now, Miriam Shulman, who's the author, she reached out and asked to be a guest on my podcast. And I was like, absolutely, this totally vibes with my audience. And I haven't aired her episode yet, but we did record last week. And in part of the recording process, she sent me a copy of her book. And at first I was kind of like, I mean, I would never have bought this book for me, because I don't see myself as an artist. Let's be honest. I see myself as a business strategist. So artist is like kind of on the other end of the spectrum. However, I picked up the book on a Sunday night. Our interview was on, I want to say Tuesday. And Sunday night, I read like 60 pages. I read another 40 the next day. I literally had devoured 100 pages within 2 days, because this book was, not only was it easy to read, it was filled with good information, but it resonated with me. And then we did our interview on Tuesday. It was great. And it'll be airing in the next few weeks. But in the meantime, I want to share something in here that she talks about that really, I think, is pertinent to this conversation, and a little aha that I had here. So I want to kind of give you a little behind the scenes of what's going on in Lindsay Land. All right. So she has a chapter. Bear with me here. I'm going to chapter number 6. It's called Embrace Your Inner Weirdo. Now, granted, she's talking to artists, but she brings up a really good point about the history of the word weird, because, you know, the inner weirdo, I mean, if I think of an artist, I think, yeah, okay, they could be a little eccentric and it works for them. I wouldn't vibe with that idea, but I love her, the description she gives. She says the history of the word weird can be traced to Scotland and was popularized in Shakespeare's Macbeth. The weird sisters prophesized Macbeth's destiny, and in Elizabethan England, the word weird meant fate or destiny. The association with supernatural morphed the word's overall meaning as people began to reject the mystical and supernatural. Weird began to take on a negative connotation. But where your art is concerned, remember the word's origin. And I really embraced, I leaned into this. I'm like, you know what? That makes total sense. I love that it's about fate or destiny, because it got me thinking, like, what if I was to look at my life and the whole way my life has culminated, my fate, my destiny, leaving the city for a log cabin in the woods, wanting to live a simpler way of life, wanting to homestead, wanting to raise food for my family, wanting freedom from, you know, having a W-2 and somebody dictating my time. These are all things that are part of my fate and my destiny, and are truly the reason why I launched this brand. But what I had found, and through reading this, I noticed that there was a disconnect. I wasn't letting this part of me really be loud, okay? Not that I'm not, that I'm hiding it, because I'm not hiding it, but it's like vanilla. It's like muted, let's say. So I wonder if there's a piece, like if you were to go back into your history and look at your life, is there something about your life that is motivating you to be into this space, whatever it is that you're going into? And can you lean into that and fully embrace it? Like, for example, I started thinking about, like, what are my pillars? Like, what are things that are meaningful to me besides business and finance and money? It was faith. My faith is a big part of what I do. And I talk about it a lot here on the podcast, although I don't tout myself as a biblical person or go around talking a lot about faith in every episode. I don't build episodes just around faith necessarily, but I also don't shy away from it. If somebody talks about God or we end up having conversations about God on the podcast, I'm all fine for that. Freedom, I just told you about. And then the third one was simplicity. You know, that was something I'd never really talked about, was the simplicity. And one of the things that makes me different from other people in this space is I'm not talking about passive income and sustainable income so that I can travel the world. I'm honestly okay if I travel like 5 times in my life to another country. I don't need to go somewhere every new all the time. I also personally could care less if I have a fancy like yacht or a jet plane or a Ferrari. I'd rather have a 4x4 truck, okay? Rather have that and a nice horse trailer, and I could take my horses camping. That would be my vibe, okay? But what I haven't done is I haven't like fully leaned into that, because I've kept on this like, and she talks about it right here, step 3, stop people pleasing. I wouldn't say that I'm people pleasing necessarily, but every time faith would come up as an example, I'd be like, oh no, I don't want to offend people. That's what I'm trying to say here. We've got to stop being vanilla. We've got to stop like patronizing the masses. Lean into your quirks. Lean into what makes your brand vibe, because what will happen, and here's what she says, and she's so right, and this is like not new information. This is one of those things that I could easily do for other people, but when it came to myself, I couldn't see it. And now after reading this book, I see it so clearly. What we have to do is we will polarize our audience. And we don't have to polarize them by talking about politics or, you know, religion or something extreme, but we can polarize them by saying, like, for me, I would rather live in a log cabin in the woods than a beach house. People who are all about the beach house may not be my people, okay? People who want to travel the world may not be my people. People who want to go homestead and raise a family and have sustainable income so they can homeschool their family, that is probably a lot closer to my people. Do you see how this like polarizes the audience, so to speak? And when we talked about audience building, we talked about lead generation and lead magnets and so on. But another really important piece to this is you want to keep people in your ecosphere, right? We did talk about that as well. And it isn't just about selling them what they want. It's also about being the type of person that they vibe with, that they want to stay in your ecosphere. And that's what I want you to see. Now, I encourage you to get this book, Artpreneur. You can get it on Amazon. It's called The Step-by-Step Guide to Making a Sustainable Living from Your Creativity. And as I'm reading this, I thought, you know what? I am an artist. My art isn't painting. My art isn't crocheting. My art is podcasting, business development. That is an art. And I definitely get into a creative vibe at times. Like, it is part of who I am. And so I would invite you to please consider getting this book by Miriam Shulman. It is truly fantastic. And to really get into your brand identity, read this chapter, number 6, if you're stuck here. Now, another way that you can get into your brand identity is email me, because today what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a video that is going to go deeper into helping you build your brand identity. Because here's what I've learned. It is so, so hard sometimes to do this for ourselves. And it totally makes sense why there are people who do this for other people. Like, there's brand specialists, people whose job it is literally to bring this out of you. But for those of you who are not ready to hire that level of brand strategist. You don't have to. I just did this with AI, and I'm going to record and create a training on this exact strategy that I used. It's phenomenal. And it's funny too, because I laugh at myself as I'm doing it, because I'm thinking, gosh, you know, this is literally things I've answered for other people. And yet for me, I'm just kind of like going into AI, like, I don't know what to do. I'm confused. But because I did that, I now have clear prompts for you. And I ended up with like a 21-page brand Bible. And I'm going to tell you something. It was so fantastic. It literally made me cry reading what it said back to me. I knew it was so spot on. It is so true to me that it's a little eerie, honestly, but it can be very helpful for you. So if you would like access to that training, it's totally free. Email me at lindsay@bizinaboxsolutions.com and just put in the subject brand training, and I will respond to you with the information to the video. Okay. All right. I'm excited. This is really fun. It's really fun. It makes your work more enjoyable when you are leaning into your truth and embracing your quirks. It feels so good to just be present and true. And I don't mean raw and real. I that is important. That is authentic. But I mean, like, let your personality be at the forefront of everything you do. Everything moving forward is changing for me. The way I show up in the podcast, the way I show up on social media, the way I show up in my emails, everything is changing as a result of this, and it will change for you as well. All right. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope you have a fantastic week. Until next time, bye for now.